Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. Ethiopia says it will not tolerate threats of any kind relating to its giant dam that it's building on the River Nile. The comments came after President Trump said Egypt would eventually blow up the dam. This report from Mary Harper.
I say it loud and clear. They'll blow up that dam and they have to do something. These words by Donald Trump have enraged Ethiopia. While not referring to the US explicitly, Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has bitten back with equally aggressive language, saying Ethiopians will never kneel to obey their enemies. The US tried and failed to broker a deal between Egypt, Ethiopia and Sudan over the issue. Last month, it said it would cut aid to Ethiopia due to its unilateral decision to start filling the dam.
At least four children have been shot dead and more than a dozen others wounded by gunmen who stormed a school in the southwest region of Cameroon. Officials in the city of Kumba have blamed Anglophone secessionists for the attack on the Mother Francisca school, but this has not been independently confirmed. Some schools in Cameroon's Anglophone regions have recently reopened following a four-year shutdown due to threats from separatists who are fighting for an independent state of Ambazonia. They accuse the Francophone majority of marginalising Anglophones. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has launched an angry personal attack on his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron. The comments follow Mr Macron's promise to defend France's secular values from radical Islam following the beheading of a teacher in a suspected Islamist attack. This report from our Europe regional editor, Danny Eberhardt.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Emmanuel Macron frequently butt heads on issues ranging from Syria to energy disputes in the eastern Mediterranean. But this attack was particularly personal. Mr. Erdogan said Mr. Macron needed mental treatment. The Turkish leader has been particularly angered by the projection of controversial cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad on some French government buildings on Wednesday, the day of a national tribute to the murdered teacher Samuel Paty.
A World Health Organization special envoy on COVID-19 says the countries best managing the pandemic combine getting their people to take appropriate safety measures while providing well-developed public health services at community level. Dr. David Nabarro told the BBC that governments must avoid sending mixed messages, which he said European and some other countries had done. He also stressed the responsibility of each individual to follow the rules.
I'd like to think that we will, as humanity, be able to keep this virus at bay without needing to have really strong restrictions on how we live. What really matters is what every individual does in their daily lives.
This is the latest world news from the BBC.